Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Once again, the No Chill Podcast is brought to you by Life Recovery Water, offering up three tasty, thirst-quenching blends guaranteed to refuel your body while satisfying your palate. All three flavors rehydrate the body with the necessary electrolytes such as potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, and calcium. These electrolyte properties are vital to any athlete or sports enthusiast after a tough workout or training session. Replenishing the body with an all-natural product is always the best form of recovery. Life Recovery Water. Go get some today.
On this episode of the No Chill Podcast, we're in the gym once again. The plan was to examine the finer points of skills training, but just before we started, Agent Zero was in the mood for some competition and decided to jump in on the drills. For the first time in a long time, we find Gilbert Arenas going at a live defender full speed and digging into his bag of tricks. Just in case you were wondering, yes, he still has it. So while we get to see the hibachi cook once again, skills coach Travis Nichols of TNT Training, along with former Winthrop Hooper Gideon Gamble, focus on attacking a defender in the mid-range, finding driving lanes, and working against contact. This is an inside of inside looks as we jump in on a workout and examine how elite level players get to their shots. It's been a minute since the No Chill Podcast was on the court, but to get to see Agent Zero in action, it was well worth the wait. And after this one, you only want to see him in his bag some more. So here it is, the No Chill Podcast, and as always, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and to the No Chill channel on YouTube.
All right, so here we are back in the gym. You feeling good today?
Yeah, I've been hitting that vegan, so you know I'm gonna try to get in a couple of shots up with the young fella.
So people might not know that vegan actually lubricates the joints, makes you feel better.
No, for real. Like I remember Deshaun Stevenson told me, he was like, "Yo, man, ever since I went vegan, it's been helping my joints out, and you know, getting that red meat out of my body." So I was like, you know, let me go ahead and try it. I tried it for 2 weeks. Like this was like last year, and started playing again. Then I went back to meeting. And then now, you know, it's been like a week and a half, 2 weeks, and my knees are feeling a lot better.
Strict. Three meals a day, all vegan, no cheat days.
I do two meals a day.
Okay.
No, I have cheat days. I'm not one of those vegans. I'm not one of those.
It's not a lifestyle yet.
It's not a lifestyle. Yeah. I'm just trying to help my knees out. So.
But you are feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here we are with Trav. He's got his workout going, and we're gonna jump in a small sample of what the Agent Zero Academy will be, and what we're focusing on today, Trav.
Right now, we just go focus on working in our spots in the mid-range area. All right, we go get out of the triple threat. We go hit them with some jab combinations, some shot fakes, side steps. Just go mix it up.
Yeah, this is my first time. You know, working out in fucking almost 2-3 years. Like working out. So,
for real, workout.
Yeah, for real, workout. You know, shitting on the gun, that was not really a workout for me. So.
You'd be all right.
But we did see you still got it. The shooting test doesn't go away.
I mean, anybody could just sit and shoot like a white boy in the corner.
Well, you gotta be a white boy.
It's usually white boys only shoot white in the corner without movement.
All right. But here's a little more cardio to it today, yep. Right? All right, so you that vegan's got to kick in because
everything
the condition
cardio
is not
you
there
see
yet.
This, baby? I gotta get rid of this.
You never
I gotta get rid of this, right? I don't know how I got it. I don't know when I got it, but I gotta get rid of this.
That's paid for. So it's today's strength versus athleticism. All right, so where are we going to start today,
So
Trav?
We'll start from here, from the opposite post, flashing across, catching right here in the post area. We're going to square up. We're going to go inside foot first. You're going to square up inside, simple jab, shot.
Let's go. One thing to warm up, but you got to go game speed here, right? Live defense.
Oh.
All right.
So is that my post up on this side?
Right, right. Coming over. That's it. Let's go.
Knock the rust off. So when you were coming across, what were you reading him as a defender?
What's that again?
What were you reading on him as a defender?
I wasn't reading shit. I'm tired. Nah. Let me get my breath.
This is a good friend. Actually, he catches breath.
Right. No, usually. This is that T-Mac move. T-Mac used to post up here, right? Especially his early Orlando days. And when you hard, when you three-quartered him, you got a double back screen. Came here, shot every time. And if you had to step, if you was on here, he'd give you that jab. So depending on how the defense is playing, because we're, going through drills.
But on that double back screen, he's going to lose his man, so it's going to be a switch, right?
Most big men didn't switch out.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Most big men back then didn't switch out. Now, they're going to switch out, mm-hmm. and that's where the jab, get the
so
guy
in. So he might just get a clean look.
Yeah, usually back in the day, he got a clean look because his man got hit. Now, everyone switches, so when you switch out, you got that five man mm-hmm. on that side, because usually the four man sets the first pick just in case they switch to 3-4, then the five man gets hit. So if he did have the five man, that jab baseline, get him leaning.
Just get him leaning.
Yep. So smaller defender, he's definitely going over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Straight over.
All right. So in this situation, you were just reading off him, his position where his hands were, right?
Yeah, position, because he's playing, up top. He's playing up top. So when I came, the drill is when we come, go baseline, make him drop. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So now on this one, now the guy is going to get stuck over this double screen. And we're going to go right into the shot. Square up, right into a catch and shoot. All right? Waste no time.
You're still in it.
Still in it. Uh-oh.
In what?
3-3. 3-3.
You went 3-3.
Man, it's already been over, man.
Let me see that.
Oh. It's already been over. Listen, it's been over.
Finish it. Ah, come on, finish it. Get up. Nice. Oh, you flat. He was flat.
Well, when you come through on this, you're always looking at his hands or his feet first?
Track?
Defender, yeah.
His feet.
Because you're reading that. Yeah, I see you look down what you're reading.
I'm reading his feet, see where he's going.
And if he's giving you that baseline, you're either going right up with it or you're going to go.
It's two parts. You got to remember this. It's a back screen, so there's a guy. Here, you're sticking me? Set that pickup. So I'm reading him where he's going. So if he's coming here, I'm going to curl. If he tries to fight over, I'm going to push him up. And that's where this comes in at. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on what he's doing. It also depends on how I think you're going to be playing this.
Mm-hmm. Or if I got the space.
See, so like say you're going to switch out, mm-hmm. right? And I'm switching right here in the deep corner. And then that's when I. Uh-huh. So it's all reads.
And for the sake of this, we're just using one defender right now.
You're just using one defender.
All right.
My other guy, he wasn't able to come. So you stuck with two. So now we are dead to a little combination move now. Now the guy closed out. Now he stayed disciplined on you. I like to use the side dribble. I like to go side to side because now you're able to see different driver angles. So you go to your square up first. You go square up, hit with a jab, nothing. Shift. Right here, quick shot. All right, you go make the read. You see my hands down, shot. If I close out, what are you supposed to do?
Step
back. Yep, hit me with another combo. I'm not to tell you what combo to do. I'm not here. You never go do what I exactly tell you, so I want you to react.
React and be creative. Now, with this, you're trying to create space, right?
Yes.
And would you keep it simple to start with, then add a counter?
I want them to make reads. So I'm not one of those trainers to tell you, hey, if I close out, I want you to go into a step back, or one of you don't have that step back, one of you have a different counter move. Mm-hmm. So I just tell them, hey, if I close out, I want you to hit with another combination to get into another shot or layup.
So that's what them that's all to add the combo to.
Yeah, him, okay. Not me. I don't want to tell you what to do.
It's setting up this. This is how you react first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ready? Yeah. Who's going first? Let's go.
We know who likes to go first.
Right. Good. All right. Yo, you made a good read. You saw me staying there, shot.
So scoreboard right now,
3-0.
He gotta get used to that, you know what I mean? And it's my first day back. Ooh.
But there's a lot of experience right here on the table.
Yeah. Like me, when the ball's in my left hand, no matter what he gives me, if I can see the rim, it's over.
It's over. No airspace.
Yeah.
So when Gil's, or any player really, is working on this stuff, they're doing this by themselves before they come to you. Like you said, you want them to react.
Yes,
so they got to be confident in their ability to what they want to get to.
Exactly. So as a player, I know I play Division I, whatever, at a high level. I always make my reads. I see how the defense is about to come up on me. I watch him. And like Gil said, I'm going to watch his feet. I'm going to hit him with a jab, see how he bite on it. When I come here, some guys like to step back like I was doing most of the time. Some guys like to step back, you know, you got a shot. If he steps up, you see my feet moving. Here, once I see this foot come down, I'm using it against you. I'm going the opposite way. I'm out. So now, you don't have that time to react.
But for some guys, I think it just gets to mind games. Like Harden doesn't need, we're talking about space, doesn't need much space. You know what he wants to get through is that step back.
See, the best way to make reaction moves part of your game is to work on a move and then, like Trav says, react to me. Right? So now I have to play off of instinct. Even though I know what the drill is, I have to play off instinct because he knows what the drill is. So any drill you go through, you have to do it live.
Exactly.
So the player can understand. If I cut this off, yeah, I told you to do this move, but I just cut it off. Now what are you going to do? So you got to be able to react fast.
And like you said, so, it's instinctual.
Yeah. So like, right. You know, with me going through it, all I'm doing is just paying attention to his legs. Right? See, he jammed me the first time I went right. He didn't jam me the second time, and I was getting ready to make a move. You know, so it's just, I'm just trying to read what he's doing, and I'm going to have to play with the ball just a little bit.
And it's also the speed, too, because when you're by yourself, you're at your own pace and you're at your own rhythm. When you have a live defender on there, that reaction time has to happen faster. Because
yeah, you know, usually when trainers are training kids, they always want them to go as fast as,
right.
fast as possible. Go, get game speed. Well, everyone's game speed is different. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, Brandon Roy, he played the game slow. You know, Paul Pierce played it slow. I mean, you know, so making them go fast and practice, like, when you put a defense there, that's their game speed when they start reacting.
I think young players, too, game speed in practice is because they're not going to go all out maximum effort.
But that's what I said. You don't know your game speed until a defense is in front of you.
Right.
Making you move. But at the end of the day, you know, everyone's not fast. Everyone's not super fast where they can just play like Fox. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, he's second year in, he plays one speed.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, you have somebody like him who plays fast, and you have somebody like Tatum who plays a little slower. You know, so you got two different guys playing their game speed, but if someone put Tatum through a practice, they're going to keep saying, come on, man, faster, faster, faster. That's just not how he moves.
But those guys, they have the ability to go fast. They just know how to control the game because they're so skilled.
You pick and choose. I mean, it's like a stick shift. You got to hit once you get older, you learn how to hit different gears. You know, when you first get into the league, it's all gear one.
You want to get to that
like
fifth
Fox,
gear,
if you
like
look
Fox.
At Fox's right now, it's all speed.
Yeah, just, he's pedal to the metal.
Yeah, he's just there. He doesn't have that in between. He doesn't know how to gear it down yet. He just, year four or five, that's when you'll see him changing pace.
You got to know how to modulate,
like
Kimball, right?
Like somebody like Kimball Walker, mm-hmm. Kyrie. You see how they change their quickness and their speed mm-hmm. throughout the game, throughout half court.
All right. Let's get to that next.
All right, now I'll get a couple free throws in.
And that's another thing you got to work with guys on, too, is how when to switch them up, right?
Yep.
Pick their spots and say, like, here's when you got to go all out. Or here's when, like, with Fox, that's what they expect out of you.
Yeah.
What?
Like,
go fast all the time.
No, I mean, that's what I said. You start reading the game yourself once you start getting older and wiser. You know, how to save energy, when to save energy. That's what I said. There's nothing you can teach them. You know, like, Jason Kidd can't teach Alonzo Ball how to do what he did. You know what I mean? You know, like Jason Kidd, he was one speed down here his whole career. And he dribbled upward. Like he was an upright dribbler. So he dribbled like straight back everything and just made all his moves like that. You know, he wasn't one of these players that crouched down. So, you know, if a trainer got to him and said, yo, you're too upright. That was, right. You know.
That's his natural game.
That's his natural game.
Like me, you can't tell me to get long.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, some players play high, some players play low. It just depends on what your skill level is. So you start learning that the years just being in the league, you know, year four, year five, that's when those players start to turn over a different leaf.
As a trainer, you can't really teach natural instinct. That's what they come to you with. It's up to you to cultivate that.
And that's why in the drills, we would do a simple drill, but then when I say, hey, if I close this out, I want you to go into your own counter. Mm-hmm. Like some kids nowadays, they still ask me, what else you want me to go into? I'm not telling you what to go into. Because in the game time, it ain't go exactly go the same way I told you to do it.
Yeah, yeah, be like, yo, hey, Trap, he cut me off. What should I do now?
Like, I'm not going to be there all the time, so I just want you to react. And that's how I feel like that's a better way to develop guys now.
Yeah, as a trainer, the best thing you can do is put them in positions where the game becomes easier. So you make their training and their practice harder. You know, the reaction, like their reaction harder. So when a game, like, you know, playing 2-on-1 out of the same drills, where there's two defenders, one right there, one right here. Now every read is much harder for them in its practice. So when it's in game time, it's easier for them. You know, it's just, you have to prepare for everything in a game. You have to prepare for doubles, triple teams, like, but no one does it, you know. It's
right, you would have to have 10 guys out here, really, to get
no,
to
the... No, just two defenders. A rebounder, two defenders.
Well, for a triple team?
Yeah. You got to be elite for triple team.
So, on this next one, now, I don't know if you're ready for this one, but we go live. So, all the moves we just worked on, now we just go live out of it in your spot.
What? I'm about to bust his ass, man. What are you talking about?
Hey, but I'm over here helping.
On the defense?
I'm helping on defense.
So he's going to go under and kick over here, right?
Yep. Right. No, you got him from right there, off rip. I'm setting the screen. You got to get over it. You got to get over it. Ready?
Is that how you supposed to go on that defense?
Yep. So that's where you go.
Okay.
And that's another veteran thing, too, to set you up just off that first move. He knew that's what he has.
It's like boxing. First round, you see,
set you up the first time, right?
That's why Gil's, he knows he had to outsmart him, so you know, younger and quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Gil came out with the shot fakes.
Yeah.
He started touching his body more, get him off you just a little bit so he could bite on your counter.
Savvy player.
Yeah, I ain't got the young legs I used to have, you know? So.
Defenders like me, you just would attack low and, like, if somebody was long like me.
Long like you, I'm gonna, like, usually I'm coming downhill on you.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make you back up.
Right.
You know.
And so you're gonna come.
So I usually, depending on who you were, I try to stay away from posting up.
Yeah.
Because right here,
I got the advantage.
You got the advantage. So if I'm coming downhill on you, I have the advantage.
Right.
All right, now we come here, same thing.
Here's what you gotta remember, I'm trying to get to that,
back
that
up
shot,
over there.
Which your arms helps you. So I gotta try to get away from you plus this length.
Right.
So now we're flashing over to the elbow area. Going inside again. Right away, I want you to rip right. We worked on this the last time. Once you rip right, come right here to the dead stop. I want you to make that read. Sometimes you might feel my hand. Like then, you know, most guys, you like to feel.
Yeah.
So wherever you feel my hand, I want you to use that against me and go away from it. So you feel me on your right hip, I'm on your left hip, I want you to use that, escape, get out. You feel me on your left, on your right hip now, I want you to do the same thing. Use it, escape. If you don't feel me, when you come here, you don't feel me, you square up, shot. All right, you got those three options.
You gotta be inside pivot on this, or can I catch it and front pivot and go?
I want an inside pivot though, right away, because one if I bite on it, as you go, you can see that. All right?
Because you might have that shot right away.
Exactly. I don't want you to just go here, and then you just running right into me.
That's a Corey McGinnis right there.
Let's go.
So you said when he's on, you put your hand on his right hip, so that'd be his inside hip, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so where do you want him to get to?
I want to go. I want to use it because you're off balance now.
Right.
Because you have your hand on me. So what you have to do to move? You got to take it off, right?
Yep. So
I'm here. That's it.
But as a defender, I'm thinking I want you to go there.
And
right?
Then,
so I'm
setting
you
up. So I'm going to go there. So set me up.
Well.
Okay. And I'm using that. I'm escaping. I don't want you to just turn right into me. I don't want to just turn and you right here.
Sure.
I'm gonna use that and go away from you, so when you drop, you got to come and close
up. My hand's already dropped, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, most defenders, you gotta remember, if I know he's the right player, my defense is coming baseline side. So I'm trying to sit here to make him go that way, because that you're that help
here,
defense.
Yeah.
So what I used to do here is, if I have it, and put that hand on me, right? I'm going that way. What I'm doing is I'm chopping.
Yeah.
I'm using that one.
I'm chopping their hand, because as an offensive player, I can react to what he's doing. So my reaction here is, if he's holding me, I'm just chopping down that.
Show me that chop is with your elbow, right?
With your elbow. Shoulder and elbow. So when I'm chopping, it's basically through here. Mm-hmm. I'm chopping through here. I'm chopping his hand. Because you got to remember, when I chop, look where his body's going.
Right.
He's coming, like I'm chopping, he's coming in like this. So once I get him moving.
Maybe open up.
So, but if I know you're going to come with that chop, right? So, chop go.
Throw it on me.
I can rip it like that.
But look, you just use a different what?
Hand.
So why?
No, my hand's already here. I'm closer.
You use that hand and chop with that hand.
Right. I might have cheated a little bit.
See, I'm chopping.
Okay. But I'm going to, I know what you want.
Uh-huh. So no matter how you do it, play defense.
Okay.
Play defense. Yeah. So if I'm chopping, that's a
foul. Doesn't matter.
No matter how you do it, as long as the hand is out
there. I can get the hand switch in.
So
now you got to sit here and play. Mm-hmm. But if I'm making you do that, then I'm winning.
I personally feel, if I feel like somebody's doing really trying to force me this way, I don't want to just automatically just go ahead just cause.
Because
it's easy.
A right hand, you got to remember, a right-handed player, they want to go over their left shoulder.
Right. Yeah.
So you get, that's why you see, if you ever notice when Blake Griffin posts up on this side, he does this. Right? And then he comes left. Like this is, I don't know who taught him this, but it's funny to me. He dribbles this way. Wonder why he gets ripped when he tries to back to it. And then when he does come this way, he gets here and then does this.
And then jumps straight up. That's crazy.
But he doesn't realize you push him up to drop back baseline.
Yeah. He's just thinking back you down.
Because it's his left shoulder. He wants to back you down, spin to spin back.
Right.
That's when you know you're too athletic.
But when you want to get him here, say it's a longer defender. So say you have Giannis on you, right?
Uh-huh.
So you might say like, oh, I'm just going to come here and get further away from it. That guy, he can compensate.
Yeah, it all depends on who you're guarding. You got to remember, he won't be posted up Giannis. He'll be posted up somebody like me.
Right. Mm.
You know, so, you know, he's posting up somebody like me, that shot is his shot. You know, if he's posting up it, he can't. The more he tries to fade, the better it is for him. So if he's playing defense, his job is to try to body him under this rim. Body him under this rim. You hit him with a pump fake, he's jumping.
So you're saying if it's a longer defender, it just wouldn't happen for you in the post?
No. Heck no. No way.
I mean...
Not all the time.
It all depends on how big this defender is.
If you had someone like Giannis guarding you.
So it's hell no.
Yeah.
Or you got to outsmart him, because when you come from here, he go automatically
try to. What's to say? You're a young player and you got a guy that's bigger on you.
Pump fakes.
Pump fakes, square him up.
But you got to understand, what type of player? Is he a shot blocker? Is he one of those guys that stay to the ground? I mean, you have to understand who that defender is. You know, if it's a JaVale McGee, pump fake every time. If it's one of those bigs that like jumping, that block shots, you're gonna pump fake every time. You're gonna hit him with a pump fake here. Understand, when you come here, someone's jumping, pump fake him again, get him off the ground. I mean, once you do that 2-3 times, they stop jumping.
They stop and then they're dead. It's over. Yeah. So now they'll be dropping here, thinking you ready for drive. Nope.
Well, man, you gotta be a puppet master.
Use your strength against them.
Yep. And right, while you escaping, it's giving you that opportunity to see what's going on.
Yep.
When you escape from them like that.
It was funny, Gil said that was that new thing. I feel like what's new now is really retro. Like, that's been around for a while.
It's more accepted now.
Yeah.
The off balance?
It's more mainstream,
The wrong way. Wrong.
They used to be referred to as soft when I was growing up. Man, dunk the ball!
But if you were a left-hand player going with your left on a right-hand layup, coach would scream at you for that. If you're a right-hand player going
jumping off the wrong foot.
Right.
Jump off the right leg. Right. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's just changed where that doesn't matter, right? Just
because it's awkwardness is the new acceptance.
Yeah, the new normal.
You got to remember, if I'm a defender, and I'm trying to go for that steal, I'm counting a 1, 2. You know, him gonna pull it down, which he just took the right and kept it with it. You know, yeah.
To it.
That wasn't really around when I was playing.
But you see, every drill we do, we go live. Mm-hmm. Just so they can see how it look.
Woo!
Y'all get water. Need water?
Yeah, I need something.
Because it's nice when you're by yourself, you have the luxury of going right at your own pace and no defense on you and all those shots are clean. But yeah, you add a defender too where I guess if they know what you're going to do.
It's easy. You're comfortable.
Yeah, no, but if the defender knows what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah. That makes you even.
They have to play you honest.
They make you think too.
Right.
As an offensive player.
So if you keep it to where they are having to be creative, right, you're just putting them in a position to be effective, then it's up to them to create out
the space that is given to them. Because you think about it, not everybody has the whole floor. Like, nowadays, trainers make them go from here. Remember, we was talking about that one day.
Yeah.
How trainers make them go from one side of the floor to the other side of the floor like nobody's there.
Right.
Right. What we just did, we just worked in spots.
Maybe if you play one-on-one, you're going to get
That's cool, but it's very rare that you have a one-on-one. Like, especially in high school and middle school and college. You go to the league, you probably have more space, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. In the league, but I feel like high school, things are happening so much faster because the pressure is on you,
right?
The defense is turned
and
up.
And the game is so
we're
fast.
Talking about that fifth gear. Yeah. That's where you're in high school. You got to be in fifth gear at all times, right? And then only when you level up do things slow down because it's more skilled.
Right, and that's why I like to teach my guys pace. We don't have to attack downhill all the time. Why not go side to side, see what's going on? See what type of angles you have after. And I let them get a lot of shots up, so you got to learn how to shoot. Right. You got to have a jump shot in this game. Mm-hmm. Or the game is going to be 10 times harder.
Well, really, you also have to be able to operate in minimal space.
Exactly.
So own your space that you're in and know how to really just conduct yourself out of one step, one dribble, one move, and be able to get to your shot.
Exactly.
But it's funny how you see that older guy. I guess I don't know if we're calling Gil old, but experienced guys, they have all those little tricks within that little space.
I remember some of the workout shit. I'm limping trying to rebound for y'all.
The first one, you was like that.
Yeah, did all right. Did pretty good.
You did all right.
Pretty good.
I feel like if it was an everyday, that's the key to basketball, right? You got to be in the gym every day.
Every day. And you got to take care of your body every day.
Yeah.
Well, it starts with the diet.
Definitely diet.
But also, it's just if you're in the gym every day, you know, it's muscle memory at that point.
Exactly.
So you said those instincts are just sharper.
Yeah. As long as you're in the gym doing smart work. Because a lot of people could be in the gym every day, but they ain't working smart.
Just in old habits.
Yep, just continue doing the old habits, and then they go keep getting the same results, and then they'll wonder why. Hey, you're not working smart. Yeah, you're working hard, but it's smart. No. That's why it's good to have a trainer.
Yeah, because it, like anything that you do in a gym, any sport or even just weightlifting, if you're doing the same thing all over, like over and over again, you're not going to get results.
Exactly.
You're just going to, at some point, you'll plateau. And I think when it comes to basketball and your skill set, you got to come out of your comfort zone.
You have to. You got to get out that box.
But a trainer is the one that'll do that, right? Because they'll introduce things to you that you weren't thinking about, or they'll recognize things. A good trainer. Recognize things in your game that you didn't see, you know, that it's a weakness that you got to work on, or something that you can adapt to your body type or your, you know, your skill set.
Exactly. Now, you a trainer?
I should be.
You should be, man. You talk like you know your stuff.
For me to be all NBA, to be where the Kobe's are, the LeBron's are, the AIs, the T-Max, I need to sacrifice. You know, so there ain't no partying. You know, I got 6 months of, you know, basketball to focus on. I can party in the summer.
Right.
You know, and that's how. Yeah, so basically when, you know, the team functions like, yo, whoever's birthday is going to be popping, that's the birthday I'm going to. The rest of y'all, 13, fuck you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just how it was.
You got to feel. You got to react to the way they react and not just go right into it. So a lot of guys, like I was saying, I don't like to tell you what other combination move to go into. No, I want you to react, but the first move I want to come, square up, inside or outside, tell you which way, inside, outside, and I give you options. But if I close it out, if I take away the option, I want you to naturally go into your combination move that you were doing in the game.
But you know what they say in boxing, like, you can't swing for the knockout every time.
Yeah, you
got to set him up with a jab or a combo.
And you got to remember, this is Magic Johnson. one of the best players in the world at the time. So growing up, ain't no sex before the game. No, thank you. You know, so that was you know, something that was embedded in me. So what I used to do is, I even took it a step further. So I didn't have sex before the game, and then on game day, no phones.
No phones.
No phones. So, you know, it got to the point where
iPod.
Yeah, like my whole first 2-3 years, you know, you start realizing everybody's calling for tickets. You know what I mean? Everybody want tickets to the game. You know, people got drama. You know, and it's like, damn, it's game day. I got to focus. So I decided, man, I don't want no incoming calls. So I called my phone provider and said, I don't want incoming calls. Only texts. I can text out. Nobody talk to me. I don't want no, on game day, no communication. You know, so the day before the game, if you want tickets, you know, hit this person up. It was, you know, Sasha Jones, you know, for Washington. Hit her up for tickets. Don't go through me.
Yeah.
You know, and that was just how it is. Or I'll just say throughout the whole year, I give my tickets away to my teammates.
Yeah.
Y'all can have my tickets. I just need my tickets in L.A. You know, I don't need them on the road.
Right.
Y'all have them. You know.
Back to it?
Yep. Scope. Back to busting his ass.
Now we go work on different footwork and different options coming out of it. So the first time we was doing inside, so now we are going with the inside, but we are going right, we are going to a step back the first time, so each person doing twice. The next time we going inside, we go jab, cross over with our right, coming to a step back, going left, all right? And then the next time down, so you'll do, that's one set, so after you'll go, you'll go again, the next time you're going outside foot, going right, to a step back, same thing, outside foot, cross over with your feet, go right to the step back.
So inside step, outside step, outside.
Yep, got it.
You got it, young fella.
You going first? Go. Going inside first.
Right to step back.
If you notice,
that's
now,
the Hibachi right there.
Now they're using all the options that we
oh,
did
yeah.
from the beginning to now.
Oh yeah, I get you that.
If you notice.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a level of competition to it now that you don't have. So you gotta be able to
yeah.
use it all. Yeah.
Now use everything we worked on. Ah.
What's going on, 2-2? Yeah.
And then you find out what else they have.
Exactly. Ah, you're flat.
Woo! For Gil right now, he's gonna take something away from him, right? Like he sees that, yeah, he's got young length, he's got length, so. Pieces off him more.
Oh. Make him catch you with the okie doke like that.
So creative.
3-2.
Old man moves.
We're seeing every
three,
trick
three.
In the book right now.
Every trick. What are you gonna do right here?
Point.
You gave him that one.
You toyed with him, Gil.
You gave him that one. Now I call us the finisher. I don't think Gil will do the finisher.
I didn't know we were in for that today. I think you are finished before the finisher.
God damn, boy.
I don't think Gil will be able to do that one.
What?
The finisher.
Today wasn't about cardio.
I know. I'm just,
yeah.
I just
about technique. Yeah.
I just wanted to see
pretty,
his. Reaction.
Pretty sure Gil invented the finisher, actually. But at this point, we don't need it.
Sitting on the couch don't prepare you for this.
Yeah, I appreciate
this. The idea is you got to get off the couch.
You alright, Gil?
Yeah, he's just meditating right now.
Huh?
You alright? Good work
yeah,
today,
yeah.
man.
This is just meditation.
Good work.
3.5-4 years, man. Woo! There ain't no going to four was that hard. I should have called a timeout.
Well, you basically did call the timeout. You still did.
I know, eventually, yeah. Yeah, I did.
We had the quarter timeout, we had halftime, coach's timeout, TV timeout. Damn near like an NBA game.
Yeah. I got three on them, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, you got three wins?
He got all the
shooting ones. I got all the
shooting. I know you got all the shooting ones. What about the ones?
Nah, he got all those.
I thought you were going to get your first win.
I know. Probably next one.
Yeah, we didn't know today was going to add defense.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry. That's what happened.
It was so funny as I walked in. It was like, okay, you know what? I think I'm going to just go ahead and try to move a little bit, see what happens. Shit. I'm surprised I even made
like
shots.
You said every trick in the book.
Huh?
Every trick in the book is still there.
Usually on that fourth one, it would have been a layup. Couldn't get there. I even tricked him, too. I even tricked him. Yeah, I'm going for a layup, man. Didn't move, and he backed up. Like, okay.
You went down to the line.
Yep. Yeah, that was the knee right there.
Oh, I thought that was a slip and slide.
No, that was the knee. I thought it was giving out, so I was just going with it. Oh, okay. It's good.
Hey, you look good on that layup that one time. Yeah, the old deal was right there. It was a little flashback right there.
Just got to explode up.
That's not happening right now.
Nah, because I mean, I got used to moving again.
Mm. Yeah, because we gradually got to that.
I mean, this is good, though. I mean, I ain't even going to lie. Shit, I didn't think I can do none of that. I need.
What you said before, you could, once you start running, you could run, but you can't stop.
I couldn't stop, yeah. Right.
Now you can go lateral.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean,
just can't elevate.
Oh, you ain't supposed to do
I just got to practice, huh?
You wasn't supposed to do all that moving?
I didn't know I can do all that moving. I didn't know I can do all that.
Because you went at your pace, though.
Yeah, but okay. I'm scared of step backs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's why you're taking your time. Man.
Yeah, to see me, to physically do it, it's like, okay, I mean.
What else you got to figure? It's not going to happen the first time out.
Huh?
It's not going to happen the first time.
But, you know, when you have so many knee surgeries, you mentally block yourself out. Oh, yeah, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So.
Even after one, that's the hardest thing to get over is that, can I do what I used to do?
But it's kind of cool. I mean, to be honest, now I know I can work out, and it was just mental. So now, now I'm going to start working out again.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trav, you got a new client.
I was so scared to do things thinking that, I was going to split it open again. I'm going to have to be, mm-hmm. be in surgery. It's all been fucking mental.
All mental. It's crazy.
All mental.
Most people don't realize how strong your mind is.
Yeah.
They don't.
I remember there was one point, was it last? Last year, I'm sitting, it was 2 weeks, dragging my leg. Oh, man, I'm dragging it. I mean, pain everywhere. I'm icing it, doing all this, and I'm like, man, I for sure know I tore something. So I'm thinking I tore something in my knee. Finally go to the doctor. I'm limping, crutch damn near limping in. And then he said, came back clean, ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, seriously? I said, nothing's wrong with it? Walked out of there regular. I walked out of there regular, all right, damn, that's... I mentally just thought I was injured. And then he told me there's nothing wrong with you. Walked out all right. Didn't realize I'm just walking normal. Wow. Out of it, just like, oh, shit.
You're telling yourself, man, I think something's
wrong. Yeah. I was telling myself I was injured the whole time. Yeah. That was one reason I didn't enter the big three is I'm injured. My legs. Nah, it was always my excuse, my
the
legs.
The way they be fouling in, you definitely will be injured.
Huh?
They be hacking
that's
you in
there. Real ass foul.
Yeah, I mean, but when, once you get used to it, once you get used to playing tough again, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's the same guys. You bust their ass in the league. Ain't nothing changed but your weight.
Right.
Especially it's only half court.
It's only half. Like Mike Bibby, come back all tall.
Yeah, I mean, that'll mean.
Yeah, it's muscle ball.
Right.
No one's going to elevate on you.
No, I mean, that's what I said. It's all prison rules, but I was a contact player anyway.
Yeah.
Big three is prison rules?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what I said. If you're sitting there, I sit at the free throw line the whole game. It don't matter.
Do it again, right?
Yeah, I mean, first day actually, working out in almost 3 years. I mean, feel great. Tired, missing shots I shouldn't.
You gotta expect that.
Yeah. But when you're sitting, doing spot shots all the time, and not moving, and then when you come out here and miss, you get kind of frustrated.
Right. You're like you. It's refreshing because you know you could do it at one point, and it feels like you should be able to do it. Like you're mentally, you're still in it, but physically, it's not.
No, you're missing because you know fatigue is kicking in. Mentally, you know you're getting a little tired. You know when it comes to spot shooting, you're not getting tired.
Right.
And so now that I'm moving and actually doing drills, so those shots I'm missing, you know I get frustrated because you know if it was real spot shooting, now you know it's all buckets. You know.
And then it goes through you when you add defense to it. Then you have that whole other element of contact and reacting to another player, and like that's where you really can evaluate yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. This first time in 3 years, you know, actually moving, playing, working out. So, you know, I'm kind of happy with myself. You know, I'm not as bad as I thought I was. You know,
but
so
you saw like when we shot the bet video with Nick.
Yeah, that's spot shooting. I can do that all day.
You can do that, right?
Yeah, spot shooting is, you know, that's just sitting in there on a gun all day. But now that I got to run and move and do drills and play against contact, you know, and my shot's a little different.
Yeah. But also, I think when you play against younger players, they bring something out of you. Like, you want to see how you measure up to guys that are active right now.
Yeah, you know, it was so funny. Today, I had no idea I was going to, you know, come and work out. You know, it was just, you know, let's get through the drill, help young fella out. But, you know, I felt so good getting out of the car. I was like, huh. You know what I mean? I'm ready for this. Let me go and try it. Go through a couple drills, and you know I felt fine. So I said, let me go ahead and just do a workout.
To be honest, we didn't plan on this.
No.
You sprung it on me on the spot. I guess this is how it goes. When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
Yeah. You know, hopefully I can continue to work out, and then hopefully you know a week from now I bust his ass easily. You know. And right now you got
some basketball left in this body.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you know, from working out, yeah, I mean, but I'm not going to, you know, get my hopes up for nothing, you know, just continuing to play the game of life, you know, just, you know, be able to, you know, work out kids and show them moves live. Now it's, you know, I can't, you know, talk myself out, I can't do it, but this is how you're supposed to do it. Now I can actually work with these kids, like, nah, this is how you do it, you know. Because kids, if you can't bust their ass, they don't want to listen to you. they really don't want to listen to you.
Yeah,
so
you
know.
Also tell them go watch the tape.
Yeah. It's different. When you lighten their ass up right there on the spot, they're like, okay, yeah.
But, you know, you can tell when I was your age, this is what I did. And nobody, actual proof of that.
I remember I used to hear people say that shit, but it's like, oh, you ain't my age no more, goddammit, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, shut your old ass up.
you get to a point where that is your life, but because you won't. The reality of it is you won't be able to do it like these.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna be able to play, you know, NBA or any of that anymore. That's, you know, getting older, you know, but you know, seeing, you know, like Dwayne Wade still average, you know, 16 to 20, you know, it's just mentally, I just thought I couldn't do it. Now it's just getting the confidence back in my body, you know. What I wasn't good at was, you know, taking care of, you know, my limbs, you know, stretching, you know, doing all the little things I'm supposed to do, you know. And, you know, once I felt my knee was out, I just said, ah, fuck it, I don't want to play no
more. You feel different when you stretch. Like, yeah. It's always hurt, but then when I do this, plyometrics or something like that, yoga, something like that, and it makes you feel good, then that shows you why you should do it.
Yeah, but it's like, why? My question was why. I mean, I don't need to do all this just to walk around. Which I did. I did need to do the walk around. No, sorry. Today was a good day. Day one of training.
Real life training.
Mm-hmm, real life training.
For sure. But I think, too, for guys, like you see a good example. How old is he now? He's
40 something?
Yeah. Still playing, you know.
Yeah.
Abdul Aruf still playing. You're always going to be connected to the sport.
Yeah.
You have to accept that. You can't do it like you used to, but you can find your way to still be effective.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, those guys still want to play. You know, there was a point where I didn't want to play anymore.
But they're not trying to play in the league.
No, but I wasn't trying to play in no league. So, you know, I was just, you know, let the young players do it this time. I don't need to go out there and blow my knee out.
Right.
You know, trying to, you know, prove something to somebody. You know, but now that I see, I can still move. 30, you know.
36 is not that. 36 is not 40 plus. That's a big difference there.
Yeah, but, you know, 30-something with, you know, five knee injuries, you know, it's
So we're saying there's a, the door's open a crack.
No, just getting in shape now.
No, I'm not saying for a comeback, but just.
No, just
keep playing.
Hey man, this is day one. This is just day one. I'm not gonna. This is day one. I mean, I gotta take it baby steps. You know, you just can't jump back into the fire. You know. But this is a good mental test for me today.